It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Wednesday. Hour number 3 of The Drive underway. Russell and Bear with you here for another 60 minutes or so. The Top 5 at 5 is brought to you by MyBookie. You bet, you win, you get paid. Go to MyBookie.ag to get started. Bear?
Thank you, Russell. Number one, not sure how we missed this earlier, but the Big Ten's truncated 2020 football season will feature an unprecedented conference championship week, Russell.
I saw.
All 14 teams will play a ninth game on the weekend of the league title game. This is according to Wisconsin Athletic Director Barry Alvarez.
Barry Alvarez signing today. So it's like the two teams, one versus one, obviously, is the Big Ten championship, and then they're going to go two versus two all the way down through seven versus seven?
Yes, I believe so.
If you're the seventh team in the Legends division versus the seventh in the Leaders division, like, that's just pathetic. Like,
call it the Leaders and Legends?
I'm always calling it that, man. I know they changed. That's
You're going to make them own that.
They have to wear it. Absolutely. Own it, Big Ten.
Shame. Shame.
Shame.
I'm rewatching Game of Thrones, Russ.
Really?
Anyhow.
Yeah. I started watching Sopranos highlights last night in bed. My wife looked at me and like, what are you doing? You idiot. Turn that off. And I'm watching.
I'll see now.
I was watching like all the dream sequences.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. Remember when Dr. Melfi's dreaming about like Tony's a dog and she's got her hand caught in the soda machine? That was intense, man.
Yeah, it was.
It was intense.
All right. We'll get to that later.
Thank you.
Number two, Michigan Wolverines quarterback Dylan McCaffrey is opting out of the season and will seek a transfer. He's been competing for the starting job with Joe Milton and Cade McNamara, but reportedly fell behind in that competition. His decision to opt out comes on the same day the Big Ten announced it would resume its season.
Too many quarterbacks named Dylan, I feel like.
It's Ed McCaffrey's boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Your name is Ed. You name your son Dylan. Is that just a thing like parents with normal names want to give their kids some?
I mean, you got Dylan and Christian.
Lots of Dylans, lots of Christians running around. Whatever happened to Ed and Bob and Phil, Mike and Steve and Tony? You don't see those guys anymore, right? Everybody's got to be Dylan or Christian or Tucker or Kyle or whatever.
Tucker, one of the softest names ever.
We shouldn't say that. Tucker coming in here on overtime. He's probably listening. That's kind of rude, you know.
Who cares?
He can't help it. It's his name.
Tucker.
Come on, man. It's okay. Now I feel bad. I started this. I started us down this path. What was I ranting on yesterday? There was somebody who's the name didn't fit the job.
I can't remember. I barely pay attention to you on most days. Sorry.
I pay attention to myself.
Number three.
What is it, Drew? Do you remember?
Adazio or something like that? Like, was some coach.
Oh, Vic Fangio.
That was it.
That's a tough guy name right there.
Yeah, but Vic is that's a solid name. But Vic Fangio together is...
I don't think he's a member of the Sopranos crew.
That's not the coach of the Broncos.
They're a glorified crew. They're not a family.
He works in waste management in rural New Jersey. Yes.
Probably does. All right, number three. We're bogging down. San Francisco 49ers have placed cornerback Richard Sherman on injured reserve with a calf injury. 49ers really beat up. This will mean that he will not be able to come off and will miss at least the next 3 weeks under the league's adjusted rules.
It's unfortunate for him. Hope he gets well.
All righty. Got some sad news locally. Hopefully it will have a good ending. Farragut High School head football coach Eddie Courtney has been diagnosed with prostate cancer, apparently underwent surgery today, and hopefully he will be successful again. He's already beat cancer's ass once, Russ, and sure if you're aware of that. Back in 2005,
yep.
He had Hodgkin's disease.
Yeah, so. I was doing Farragut games back then. It was a big story. Prayers up for Eddie Courtney, one of the many good guys who so generous with his time through the years on behalf of Knoxville's West Knoxville, the Farragut area's young men out there. Really, really great guy, and certainly hoping the best for him and his family.
Absolutely. He's one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life. He's also, for some crazy reason, I have an all-access pass on the sideline pass to any Farragut game because of Coach Courtney. Smooth Eddie Courtney is what they call him, my friend.
Smooth Eddie.
All right, number five.
Yeah, now that sounds like a crook on the mafia. Give that job to Smooth Eddie. He'll handle it. Yeah. Call up Smooth Eddie. Tell him get a couple of guys. Go take care of that thing.
Yeah, he's just smooth, man. He's unlike the exact opposite of me. He never says the wrong thing. Universally loved. Like I said, the exact opposite of me. Anyhow, rounding out the top five at five, we had a situation in Malaysia, Russell.
Don't we always?
Yeah. A Malaysian man whose phone went missing and he started tracking it online, turned up in his backyard. It was loaded with new photos, including some selfies.
Mm-hmm. Monkeys?
It was a monkey.
Incredible.
A monkey came into his house while he was asleep and took his phone.
It happens.
Where the primate apparently decided to play with the device and started taking selfie photos and videos. So.
It happens. Monkey just come up in your house, take your phone, and start messing around with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would
it's been a wild couple of weeks in the animal world, Russ.
That would be par for the course, like my house. Like, I just find oftentimes my kids will just come and take my phone and stuff, and I'll open it up and it's on some game that I didn't even know was on my phone, or I'll go and look at my photos, and my 5-year-old has decided to take roughly 700 pictures of the floor, and I got to go through and delete all that.
Which child? The youngest?
Yeah. He's like Federico Fellini. He's into abstract art. It's like, here, Dad, here's 427 pictures of the box of nails in the garage. So I go, thank you, son.
That kid is a budding Da Vinci.
Appreciate that.
He's going to be a Renaissance man.
Appreciate that.
His inventions.
I'll just spend an hour deleting all these now. Thank you.
What was that one he had? The opposite of a...
My daughter went through this phase too at about the same age where inventions, they don't, you know, you don't have to make it. It's just like, wouldn't it be cool if we had? And his idea was the microwave, make stuff hot. So he wanted to invent the colder wave. The colder wave I was like, you mean like the refrigerator, right? It's a fridge, son. They've already got that. And he's like, no. It makes it cold really fast. Like a microwave, you could take a plate of cold food, set it for a minute, and boom, you've got a plate of hot food. And it's like, actually, he's onto something. You stick you stick something room temperature in the fridge, and it takes like an hour to get cold. Like, what if it only took a minute?
Genius.
Yeah, got
the colder wave.
I like it.
The colder wave.
Yeah,
I like the name.
It's been trademarked, so don't try and steal my 5-year-old's idea for the colder wave.
All right.
That is top five at five. It's brought to you by MyBookie. So, you know, a little betting this season, looking for a little action? Well, smart thing to do is go to MyBookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. If you really want to support your team this season, don't just sit on the sidelines. Get in the game. With MyBookie. If you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code Knoxville to activate the offer. That's promo code Knoxville to double your cash. Visit MyBookie.ag. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show, 546-8200. So let's get back to this Cade Mays situation. So the word out of Kentucky is Joey Gatewood, the five-star quarterback who's a transfer from Auburn, got beat up by Bo Nix, transferred to Kentucky last winter. And the word that we're hearing out of Kentucky, this has not been made official yet, but they're saying that there's a quote-unquote gentleman's agreement that Auburn will go to bat for the Gatewood kid, i.e., they'll write him a letter of recommendation to the NCAA saying he transferred for legitimate reasons, he should be eligible immediately. As long as Kentucky promises not to play him in their first game against Auburn. They open up the season in 10 days against each other down there on the plains.
You know what I do?
What?
Sure. Yeah, we won't play him. Get him eligible, roll him out there.
And trot him out there?
Oh, heck yeah.
It's not good karma, Bear. Tempting fate.
That's true.
Tempting fate. What now, if you're Jeremy Pruitt and you've got a similar situation with Cade Mays, do you go to Kirby Smart and say, listen, and my understanding is Georgia, they didn't stand in the way of the Cade thing. It's not like they denied a request or said, yeah, it's bogus. They just kept their mouth shut. They said, yeah, we're not getting involved in this. Which Jeremy Pruitt says, anytime he's had a player transfer, he has always written a letter urging the NCAA to give that player immediate eligibility. Georgia, they didn't say it's bogus. They just didn't say anything at all. I guess taking the middle ground, right? So If you're Jeremy Pruitt, you pick up the phone and call your good close personal friend Kirby Smart and say, look, Kirby, I know you're upset about this. I get it. I'd be upset too. And we would be upset too. That's true. But we want this kid to play. We know it sticks in your craw. Like, what if we sat him the first three games? So that's South Carolina, Missouri, and then the game with Georgia, so he doesn't play against the old team. And then we get him for the rest of the year, seven games. Would you take that deal, Bear?
No. I mean, the season doesn't count. They just need to back off.
Well, I agree, but they might not. Wouldn't you rather have him for seven games than none?
Yes.
See, it's a gamble here, right? It's a gamble.
Yeah, you don't like gambling.
You can not pick up the phone and just say, we're going to keep our fingers crossed and hope the NCAA does the right thing, whether Georgia likes it or not, and we get them all for 10 games. Or they might just stick by their decision and say, no, sorry, you don't get to play this year. It's the NCAA. They've made dumb decisions before.
Do we think it's the NCAA or do we think it's Sankey?
Well, it's an NCAA issue. And that's another thing. It's like the process is shrouded in mystery. Does Sankey have a say in it? I mean, it's the NCAA ultimately that will grant him. But if you could get Kirby and Sankey in your corner and get them to write appeals on the young man's behalf, maybe that helps. But to do that, maybe you have to cut a deal. Maybe you have to have a gentleman's agreement.
Gentleman's agreement.
So you're saying
a gentleman's agreement with Kirby? I'd agree not to whip his ass if I were Pruitt.
It's good.
But I'd do. I'd send Jamal Lewis down there. So I'd send down there. I rewatched that '97 Georgia game.
Utterly outstanding.
He trucked him all day long. Yeah, I'm surprised Kirby Smart doesn't have brain damage from just that one game.
Drew, what do you think? Would you pick up the phone and call Kirby and say, Greg Sankey, say, here's what we'll do. The first three games, we'll sit him. It's going to cost us. It's going to hurt. But we want to do right by the young man. Let's reach some middle ground here. After our game with Georgia, Cade plays. Kirby, you write a letter to the NCAA. Greg Sankey, you write a letter to the NCAA. Sign off on this. Tell them it's the right thing to do. Let's get this thing done. Put it behind us.
Hell no.
No.
It's our way or the highway. Simple as that. We shouldn't agree with Georgia. Okay. Try to have a gentleman's
agreement. The highway.
Absolutely not.
Tell you about the highway. It's a lonely place, my friend. Not a lot of fun out there on the highway. People don't stop to pick up hitchhikers anymore, and that's what we are. A lonely hitchhiker on the highway. Tumbleweeds blowing down the road. The Hawaiian Tropic bikini bus just rolled right on by. Didn't even stop. Had your thumb out and everything. They took one look at you, said, "Nuh-uh. Tennessee football ain't stopping for you. Ain't nobody
people
stopping
really
for us."
Still hitchhike?
Yeah, I saw a couple of dirty hippie looking folks like right at the entrance of I-40 westbound over there in a paper mill a couple of days ago, like two of them. And like I got to slow down to get on the interstate there, so they're looking at me. They think I'm slowing down for them. Slowing down for a couple of dirty hippies in my car.
You picked up a hitchhiker?
No. Are you crazy? You know, like a good way to get killed these days?
Yeah. I never have either.
But anyway, we're that lonely hitchhiker, and everybody's just passing us by. We're the dirty, smelly hippie in this horrible analogy. And people are just passing us by right now. I say you go ahead and do it because I think it's a coin flip right now. I had heard some rumblings earlier in the week that Cade had been cleared, but I haven't heard anything since. And I just feel like news like that would leak out. There's no way. First of all, why would you keep it a secret? You get that news, you're going to release it immediately, right? And second of all, even if you did want to hold it for some unknown reason, it would leak out because that's huge news. So I feel like they haven't made a decision unless it's happening like right now and it's just around the corner. I feel like if you're Jeremy Pruitt, and I feel like if you're Cade Mays, you would probably take that deal right now. I'd rather have a guaranteed 7 games than the possibility of no games. That's just me. I'm playing the odds. And granted, that could cost us. We lose all three of those games. We could lose all three of them anyway. But wouldn't it be a shame to go through this entire season and never get to see the guy play? Because I think, Bear, you probably agree, he's playing in the National Football League this time next year. Like, he's not going to sit out and then come back and play for free at Tennessee next year, is he? Especially after what happened to his dad?
Cade Mays?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone, man. He was coming up this year, you know, and play a year with Cooper and Trey. And then he was, yeah, I mean, he's projected first-round draft pick right now, even if he doesn't play this year. Most of the mocks I've seen have him going late in the first round. Especially, I mean, if I were him, hell yeah, especially if they got you going late, like to a really good team in the first round. Why would you play for free? Like you said, especially after, you know, your dad, just a freak accident, cost him millions.
Brandon on the Twitter machine says you make a deal with Georgia and then go back on it. No gentleman in war.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I'd do. That's why I'd agree not to play him for the Georgia game. And I'd roll him out there and just say, psych. Yeah. And then I would have Jamal on the sidelines just staring a hole through him.
And then when you run out to shake Kirby's hand post-game, you do that thing where you reach for it, and then when he reaches for your hand, you like, whoop, bring it up and brush your hair back. Psych.
Yeah.
Psych.
And then maybe give Jamal a football and let him run it, Kirby. He'd pee down his leg like he did in 97. So, speaking of Jamal, did you see they released the nominees for the Hall of Fame?
What Hall of Fame?
The Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
Peyton Manning and Gerard Mayo are first year.
Has Peyton really been done five? I guess 2016 was his last year, so 2021 will be his first year. Yeah, I mean, he's first ballot Hall of Famer, easy. Jamal?
Gerard or Jamal will make it in?
I don't know. It feels like
I was more surprised by Gerard. I'll be highly agitated if Jamal Lewis doesn't make it in at some point. I'm not saying it has to
be. Okay, so what's his case?
Jamal Lewis?
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest running backs that ever played in the
NFL.
Yeah,
but, you know, I agree with you, but you got to have numbers to back it up.
I'll have to do some homework and some research on it.
He made the
two-time Super Bowl champ, one time he's got a Super Bowl ring. Yeah. Came within, what, 3 or 4 yards of breaking the single-season record.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
I mean,
I'll
have to look up all his stats, but, you know, I mean, he's one of the best running backs. And it's not me saying it with orange glasses on, which, I mean, I love Jamal. He's probably the best running back that ever played here.
He had a 2,000-yard season. 2003 was his 1 year. This is bizarre to me, and I know he had injuries the whole time. Only one Pro Bowl trip. Only one Pro Bowl trip.
On the all-decade team, though, for the 2000s.
Man, he was something else.
If he had stayed healthy. But, I mean, his running style just kind of prevented that.
Over 10,000 yards rushing, over almost 1,200 yards receiving, 58 touchdowns in a 2009, 10-year NFL career, and he missed his second year because of ACL. Then he comes back the next year and runs for 1,300 yards, and then the year after that, his fourth year in the league, 2003, he had 2,066 yards.
And I'll go ahead and tell you, I think he may be, in my mind, there's no other SEC running back that I would take over him.
Of all time?
All time.
Yeah.
With him healthy.
Now you're looking through orange colored glasses. I love
Bo Jackson.
You go back and hey, look, buddy. I was at Neyland Stadium when
okay, that doesn't mean anything.
Big Bad Bo came in here and tapped out after getting like 67 yards or whatever it was and tapped out.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't handle the heat from that Tennessee defense back there. But, yeah, healthy Jamal, 1997 Jamal Lewis may be the greatest running back that's ever played in the SEC. And I'll fight anybody that wants to tell me any different.
He's pretty special.
Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker can go to the hot place.
He's pretty special.
He was a damn freight train.
Let's get
– if you,
yeah.
I mean, I get really crazy. I probably put Jabari Davis pretty high up there, too. Now I'm just being.
Let's get Sean in here. Sean, you're on the drive, Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
How about my Miami Heat and Bam with the block of the playoffs last night?
How about that?
Told you when this all began, I called up, if you remember, and I said, with all things being equal, without the travel and that, a lot of it's going to come down to coaching, and my money's on Spoelstra. The guy can coach.
How about that?
They've lost one playoff game, the entire bubble.
They might win the whole darn thing.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what.
Got LeBron.
I don't get the Kentucky thing. Like, I had no idea. Tyler Herro, I mean, obviously he's a great player to be as highly touted and everything, and he was okay as a freshman at Kentucky. I didn't think he was going to be as a great pro, but obviously he is. Adebayo, like, I don't remember him particularly being a standout at Kentucky. And I guess he's not he had a signature moment last night, obviously. But those Kentucky guys, for some reason, they're showing out. Jamal Murray, too.
Yeah, Herro, without a doubt, is a surprise for me. I mean, I didn't really care for him at Kentucky, of course. But just watching his ball handling skills and that, I mean, they trust him with the ball in the playoffs, late in the game. When he got... Dude can play. He's only 20.
Yep, no doubt. So that was game one last night.
Correct.
Game two will be tomorrow night. And the Heat have an emotional edge right now after that.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, the consolation prize is probably going to be the Lakers and LeBron. And, you know, with Spoelstra knows LeBron pretty well, but.
I'm pulling for a Miami-Denver NBA Finals this year. I think that would be hilarious.
That's like the one thing the NBA doesn't want.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they want that.
I almost thought they were trying to stray the game, the refs, towards the Celtics, the LA Boston.
No, not the NBA. Of course not.
Never.
Oh, man, I took a beating this weekend. I did all right on Saturday, but Sunday NFL on my bookie crushed me. Took a beating.
Bear, what do you make of this recent trend here? Now, DR Ball, Sean, others calling into the show lamenting their gambling losses as if we're psychiatrists. Like, I don't know what to do with that, Sean. I don't know what to do. Like, I'm sorry.
Well,
gamble responsibly.
Stop
budget.
Stop gambling. I don't know. You're all degenerates. I don't know what to tell you.
No, I wouldn't go that far. I have a budget, and I stick to my weekly budget, and you know, I really don't go over
you
it.
Got a weekly budget?
A gambling budget, yes. I believe that's one of the lists on Dave Ramsey's dollar-by-dollar budget list is, okay, home, heat and air, water, gas, gambling, entertainment.
Well, it makes it entertaining because, you know, when I say take a beating, it's not, you know, I was playing with house money to a degree for a little while. So,
there you go.
You know, I just have to deposit a little more.
You get that, the double your deposit, mybookie.ag. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
I'm always playing with house money. Actually, I'm always playing with Trey's money. I'm 100% up on that. I'm that clown.
Oh.
You got Trey's money in your nightstand or something like that, Bear?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. It's an envelope. I swear to God. I'll take a picture of it.
It
says Trey's money.
Cash, homie. That's awesome.
I'll never spend it. Funny thing
hopefully
is,
you'll never have.
I never would have accepted his money if he hadn't been rude to me and cussed me when he paid me.
You're lucky he didn't pay you in ones.
Although he hadn't paid me in 10 bucks he owes me. I'll have to talk to him about that next time I talk to him.
Oh, yeah, he owes you 10, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's going to need to Venmo me that money. Yeah, that's right. I said Venmo, Russ. The Bears joined
Wait
the
a minute.
21st century.
You're on Venmo?
Yeah.
Why?
I set up an account.
Wow. That's pretty shocking. This is from a guy who you won't Uber, never doesn't online bank, and now you're on Venmo? Like, even I feel kind of sketchy about Venmo.
Venmo, the shady one, PayPal, the safe one.
I think they're all kind of like, if I woke up tomorrow and found out that I have no money because like some Russian hacker stole it from Venmo, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't put my money in Venmo or PayPal.
Well, there you go. Anything else, Sean?
I'm buried in the backyard.
Good, man. Just getting ready for football on Thursday. You guys keep up the good work.
I appreciate you. Trey's going to check back in coming up here when
Bears
we continue.
Oh,
there. Okay.
Yeah, he's and you're going to be Venmoing me my money.
I'm so screwed now. Now I just want to bet you even more. Now that I know you have Venmo.
Double or nothing. Double or nothing. What do you like? Who's your play this weekend, Bear?
Nah, I want my cash.
Who's
cash
your play?
Kind of another bet.
Who do we got this weekend? What are the games this weekend, Trey? How about tomorrow night? Bengals-Browns. How does that strike you, Bear? Who do you like?
Nah.
What do you mean,
Louisville versus Miami?
Have an opinion.
Nah. If you want to bet, Trey, you bet him, Russ. It's free money.
We can take Louisville, Miami Saturday night. Top 25. Nah. That's a top 15 matchup.
Browns -6 tomorrow. I like the Bengals to win that game straight up. Joe Burrow, guy's got
the
a good head on his shoulders.
It's got to grab me. I have to have a personal like investment in it to want to bet. Like Tulane thing, it was a double. It had the double whammy of being your alma mater, and then having the Knoxville connection of J.J. McCleskey and Chase Kirshen. That made me want to bet you because you started talking all that yap.
How about?
I'll take the Browns.
How about my Titans? -8.5 at home against the hapless Jacksonville Jaguars.
No way. I don't bet NFL games.
I actually think Jacksonville covers. I think the Titans win. I think Jacksonville covers that.
I think they cover, too.
I think Jacksonville beats the Titans.
Oh.
Sell down, Trey.
All right. How much you want, Trey? What do you want? How much money you want to give me? You decide. It's up to you.
Do I get the points?
No, you just said you think Jacksonville wins the game.
Okay, I'll go $10.
Oh, God.
$10.
What are you doing? You just bet me $10 that Jacksonville's going to beat the Titans in Nashville. What are you doing?
I got an itch.
Have you seen – you got an itch, all right. Have you seen Vegas Vacation?
Yes, great movie, by the way.
Why don't you just give me your money? I'll take you out back to White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, kick you in the crotch, we'll call it even.
I'm good. All I need is that $1 to get me to the keynote lounge.
I'm not doing that to you.
Why? Don't be a pansy, big chicken.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
Easy lunch for next week on Trey. Stay with us. The Drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up.
The Drive.
It's time to celebrate. The NFL season and college football is here.
Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. You want to jump in here. Let's go to the Fan Run Breaking News Desk. Stuart Mandel of The Athletic reports Oregon has granted, the state of Oregon, this is, has granted Oregon and Oregon State, the Ducks and Beavers, exemptions from state sports restrictions. So, Oregon, the Ducks and Beavers in the Pac-12 can practice and play, but the conference still needs to do a plan. This is all going to happen under the wire. They're all now that the Big Ten is in, Pac-12 is scrambling. They're going to figure it out. Now all the pressure's on California, right? And I guess they could do that. They could say, look, you guys go ahead and practice inside. And, like, I know it's – they go practice in a gym somewhere, right?
Yeah, sure.
Pac-12's going to play, aren't they?
No? I don't know.
Trey?
I'm going to say yeah.
I think they get it. Everybody is – they're look. All these schools are looking at their bottom line. They're like, wait a minute. We're going to lose how many million dollars? 50? 60? 70? $100 million? Yeah, we could play. I know the forest is on fire, but we'll get our guys some masks. We'll go out there. We'll play. Yeah, we'll play. Okay, we're playing. That's how that's going. Uh-oh, more breaking news. John Rothstein, CBSSports.com, says the official start of the 2020-2021 college basketball season will be November the 25th.
Takes out one game.
Yeah, I guess Wisconsin's not going to be happening now, huh?
Hopefully they reschedule that. They were talking about how they would like teams to play some non-conference games during the season. So maybe that gets rescheduled to, sometime at the end of November, December, before SEC play starts. The bad part about this decision is there's going to be a lot of teams that use the money as bye games. Mm-hmm. They're going to get left behind.
Uh-oh, more breaking news. Let's go back.
Do it.
According to well-known Pac-12 authority John Wilner of the Pac-12 Hotline Newsletter. Bear, you subscribe to the Pac-12 Hotline Newsletter?
No, I do not, Russell.
John Wilner of your Pac-12 Hotline Newsletter says California Governor Gavin Newsom said he spoke to Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott 2 hours ago and claims that nothing in state rules prevents teams from playing. So there you have it. Pac-12's playing, man. They're back on. That governor's like, yeah, I ain't getting in the middle of this. You guys go ahead and play. You're going to play football, knock yourselves out. UCLA comes out there. in the Rose Bowl. The mountains are ablaze all around them, just smoke billowing into the air. Here come the Bruins. All the players are wearing like gas masks, like they're in Iraq waiting for the Scud missiles to come down or something. We got to clear these TV checks, man. We got to get this money. They're playing in the SEC. We got to play. It's $100 million. What do you expect? Okay. So the Big Ten is definitely playing. The Pac-12 might be playing. And college basketball is going to start towards the end of November. How's that for a jam-packed news day on the drive? Shockwaves being felt across the college football landscape this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back to the phones. Noah is next. Good afternoon, Noah.
I'm not too like familiar with Kentucky basketball like past 2010. Like 2010 and on, I'm like familiar with all the players that went to the NBA. Do you think Anthony Davis at this point, like, it's looking like he might win a ring this year? Do you think at this point he might be, like, the best player to ever come out of Kentucky?
Yeah, I guess he's in the conversation.
I don't know, man.
I mean, how do you define that? Like does winning rings help? I mean, who's in that conversation? Dan Issel, Jamal Mashburn, Anthony Davis, John Wall, Derrick Rose went to Memphis.
Kenny Skywalker.
Kenny Skywalker. Who is the greatest Kentucky basketball player of them all? I don't know.
I mean, I loathe them, but I mean, there might be Davis.
Yeah, there might be. Sounds like he's got a.
I don't know. It could be some of those. I don't know. It's tough. We're talking NBA or just in college.
I mean, Anthony Davis was pretty darn dominant in college as well.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who can drag that knuckle dragger, John Calipari, to an actual title, pretty special.
Tony Delk was really good.
I'm sure all the old heads up there with the their teeth rotting off at the gum line.
Yeah. Hell, you know, even Phil could probably do it. But
I'm sure they would all tell you that Dan Issel is – they seem to love them some Dan Issel up there. Jamal Mashburn, I mean, he was a awesome college player and pretty good pro player.
Boogie?
Yeah.
But Boogie Cousins.
Cousins? I don't know, man. He's been hurt so much. Noah, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Anything else, buddy?
No.
All right, man. Appreciate the phone call.
What was that echo thing going on?
I don't know. I think he was, like, going for some Jimi Hendrix Live at Monterey type thing. He was breaking out the wah-wah pedal.
That may be one of my favorite live albums. Hendrix Live at Monterey. Who was on? Do you know who was on the flip side of it? Russ.
Who's that?
Otis Redding. His set.
Ooh. I'll say this.
Strong record.
Kentucky.
Picked it up on vinyl at the UC.
Kentucky can beat their chest all they want about all the championships they bought and all the cheating they've done. It's true. They've been on probations more times than we've been to the SEC tournament championship, but I'll say this, and they can't deny this. Our two best players in school history, and I would say maybe even our three best players in school history, Bernard King, Allen Houston, and Dale Ellis, are better than anything they've ever had.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Bernard, I'm telling you, people think I'm crazy. If Bernard King doesn't blow his knee out, I really think that people would be arguing, when they're arguing about Michael Jordan and LeBron, it'd be who was the second best player behind Bernard King.
And I don't know. I guess Anthony Davis is he's in the conversation.
Anthony Davis sitting in the same conversation as Bernard King.
Yeah, we'll see. It's pretty good.
Oh, the NCAA strikes again.
Has he missed any whole seasons to injury? He hasn't had any.
Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Didn't he sit out like most of the season last year?
I can't remember. I just don't. I watch so little NBA. That's
the
thing.
Definitely don't follow the Kentucky guys.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been.
My argument is Bernard made the Hall of Fame on one leg.
It's true.
He was a playground legend at Rucker Park up in New York City before Aberdeen went up there and got him for Ray Mears.
Weren't they going to make a movie about him?
About Bernard?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you guys see
he had a colorful life?
Did you guys see the two the radio guys in Houston going at it on their show?
I just saw it on Twitter. I haven't been able to watch it yet.
Just totally broke down. The most unprofessional thing you'll ever see. This is like on Houston.
Worse than us?
Oh, yeah. Some people said it was kind of like, but you know how like when you get IRL mad on the show, like I'm able to kind of keep it funny and like keep it tongue in cheek. Like this one guy got IRL mad. They were both IRL mad and it was just super duper awkward. Hold on, I got to find this audio for
you. Back up?
It was very reminiscent of You Better Back Up. It was the same. It was IRL mad.
Too bad they didn't have Roger calling in to talk about it all morning. I thought.
I saw it on Barstool just earlier today. Where is it? All right, I'm gonna find this. I'm gonna play this audio for you when we come back. There it is. All right, I'm gonna play this audio of these two guys in Houston on the radio. Eventually, their producer had to just cut them off because they were fighting, and this one guy was about to curse. And
should we make it a smoking hot question if we play it? Is it worse than some of the times we've gotten IRL mad?
I tell you what, we'll come back. I'll play the audio for you. You tell me what you think, all right?
All right.
Stay with us. The shocking conclusion of The Drive coming up. It's Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
All right, wrap it up. Wednesday afternoon edition of the show. All right, Barry, you want to hear these two guys get into it?
Let's do it.
All right, so I got to give a disclaimer because this is really cringy and awkward, okay? And there is a little bit of language. This is from live on the air. This is ESPN 97.5. Remember, the Rockets just lost in the playoffs, and so these guys are on edge, right? They're already mad. And now they're getting angry at each other on the air. And they do, at the end, I think this guy, he says the B word several times. Okay? Which you could say on radio, but we don't usually say. And then they cut. The producer actually cuts him off because it's just so unprofessional. And then he drops some F-bombs, but I'm gonna stop it before we get to that. But anyway, here I don't know who these two guys are.
Whoa. He dropped F-bombs live on the air?
No, after they show the recording in studio where they're arguing off the air.
Oh, okay.
And so here are these two dudes in Houston. This is ESPN 97.5 in Houston. Take a listen.
You don't think you have a clue of where you're going to trade them, who might be in the market, where you might be able to get something, not just, hey, let me throw this against the wall, see what sticks.
Okay.
I mean, you make fun of other people for doing that.
Really?
Sounds like me and Trey.
You know what?
You're having a temper tantrum on air, man. Like, you're like on live air right now.
You don't have to pay attention. It's cool. We'll just do it like you're not here. So you can do whatever it is that you want to do.
And then just
let me know.
Start doing the show. Shut up crying and do the show. You're live on air.
And we'll come back.
You're live on air. Shut up and do the show.
Really?
Yes, shut up and do the show. You're live on air and you're crying.
So
do the show.
You're not doing the show.
No, you're the one telling me to leave. If you want me to leave, I'll leave, but just quit crying. You can talk about this during the break. Do the show.
So,
do it.
All right, well, if I'm just going to do the show by myself, then, why are you here?
Do the show. Just quit crying about it. Keep talk sports and quit crying for two straight segments.
Was that supposed to be funny?
Yes, it's hilarious. Shut up crying and keeping this going on and just do the show.
I'm waiting for the punchline. It's supposed to be funny.
Oh, good man. God, you're a child, man. Quit being petty and do the show. The radio, the show sounds horrible right now.
You're right, it does. And you're talking segment. About being petty when you just checked out of a show. Listen, for an entire segment.
No, I started doing the research you asked me to do during the last segment.
Out.
No, you asked me.
I'm sitting here talking to you, and you're like, huh, what? You don't even have your microphone.
I'm not going to sit here. It's already been two segments of horrible. If you want me to leave, I'll cut off the mic, and I'll leave. Just do the show. It sounds horrible.
Hey, I'll do the show. You
thank
go
you.
Oh,
wait, you
don't... We're good.
Okay. Thank God.
Dude, that's
dude, do the show. You're still
thing.
Crying. Do the show. I've already cut off the mic.
Do the show. You're not paying attention. Go do what you're doing. Go have a good time.
Good God, man.
You know, go do whatever
bitch,
the hell you're doing.
Man.
It doesn't matter.
Well, do the show. Quit being a bitch.
Oh man, those dudes are shook.
This
both
is
of them.
Video too?
Oh
no,
yeah,
we've never gotten that bad.
There's video
never.
Of it. No man, those dudes were shook. And that's Houston, man. That's the fourth biggest city in the country. Houston is huge. Huge radio market. Like, those guys probably had to, like, go through interviews to get that job. They started doing radio, like, in Knoxville or Des Moines or something. Like, that was their dream. Oh, man, I made it. I'm on Houston Radio. Like, they're supposed to be professionals. They're just totally melting down. Probably at least one of those dudes had to.
Amateurs compared to us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not everybody can have the standard of decency and professionalism that we have every day here on Fan Run Radio.
Wow.
Do the show. Just do the show. You're crying. There are probably some good drops in there that we could salvage. Just do the show. Shut up. If you want me to leave, I'll leave. You just checked out. Oh, man. It's classic.
They get upset about basketball. I urge them to tune in to post
Voluntary Reaction. Yeah, check out Voluntary Reaction. But even then, like, we're going crazy, but we're not, like, going crazy at each other. Or if we are, it's just because we're Vol fans and, like, we'll hug it out afterwards. But those guys, they might have thrown down after that. They're never speaking to each other again. What's the angriest I've ever made you, Bear, on this show?
Actually, you've never really made me, like, angry on the show.
I've made you
I've
angry.
Been angry at you a couple of times, like, IRL, like, really pissed you off.
For what?
The show.
For what?
I think I've told you about it.
What? Go ahead, throw it out there. See what happens.
I just feel like that other guy every day with Bear.
Shut up.
Which
do
one?
The show. Do the quit crying. Quit crying. Do the show.
Well, the one guy was lit up sounded Bear. Like, I mean, he sounded like you, Trey. I mean, like, not like, I'm not saying you say stuff, but I mean,
yeah,
kind of sounded like you said.
Didn't Reed say he had a guy like walk out on him in the middle of the show? Like when they were on another station and dude just like walked out.
Yeah, he didn't just walk out.
You gave him the bleep you. I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah. They did.
Well, that hasn't happened here yet, but I suppose there's a first time for everything. All right, guys, that's going to be it. Bear, are we good here?
Absolutely.
Trey, we good?
Yeah, man. Look forward to having Hale McGragan on tomorrow.
Having who?
Hale McGragan.
Where you had Buck Rising yesterday. We got Hale McCracken coming on tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's beautiful. It's fine. I like the names. All right. Big thanks to Drew Nicholson for all his hard work behind the scenes. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime coming up next from 6 until 8 right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Hey, folks, if you're in need.